The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtime's a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Tuesday, which means our dear friend Delana Dixon's joining us. Hey, Misty, are you there?
I am, and I saw the cutest picture of you and your family on Instagram. Your family is adorable. Your mommy and daddy are just precious. Did you have the best time?
I had the best time, and I almost didn't go because we're so busy, it's so expensive, and I was like, oh, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars, which it did, but I've got thousands of memories, which are worth every single dollar. So I had a brilliant time. I was sad to come back, and that's sort of a good example of what an amazing trip is when you don't want to necessarily run back. And I have a great life here. I love my life in New York. But it was really lovely, Misty. The older I get, the more family means to me. And I know they've always meant an enormous amount to you, but I totally get it. I get it.
Yeah, it just looked like so much fun. And I'm glad to have you back for selfish reasons. But anytime you need to go see your mommy and your daddy, please feel free. The naughties and I will understand.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm seeing you tonight. We're going to see a preview of a new musical. Yes. I know, The Great Gatsby at the Plaza Ooh. Hotel. I'm looking forward to it, Misty. Are you?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm picking out my outfit right after this.
I'll see you in a few hours. Okay. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Getting explosive new reporting that it was actually Queen Camilla who shortened King Charles's and Prince Harry's reunion in the UK. So the recent reunion between the King and Harry was very, very brief, sort of about 45 minutes. Some people say in 30 minutes. Now we're finding out that the reason it was so short was because Queen Camilla decided it would be that way. So a royal reporter is saying that in his memoir Spare, we know this, he really went after Camilla. And they said that, quote, let's be honest, he wasn't too complimentary about the Queen. That's an understatement. He was really mean about her. And so they just don't want him around. That's what I'm being told. My sources are saying to me, the Queen, who's the power behind the throne, it is not only the love of Charles's life. She's really, really involved in the running of the monarchy. And she decided that they'd have a very strict schedule that day so the King couldn't get himself in too much trouble. Let's remember, Mr. He's writing part two. He's writing the second part of the book. He was paid for two books. People forget this. Now, the book work, the formula for the book works so well the first time. He's not changing it. If it's royal gossip people want, and they do, he's willing to give it. Do you think he was writing the book while he was in the UK?
He could have, because now he has something to write about. Yes. I remember a family friend who said that she did not keep her son away from her ex-husband because she never wanted to have to deal with that later on in life. And, you know, I understand. Nobody likes it when people say things that hurt their feelings. But I this might have been the wrong move for Queen Camilla. I think she should have been like, take all your time you need. Could you imagine if somebody told us, I'm sorry, your parents are sick, but you only get 30 minutes.
It's crazy.
It's craziness.
But this is how they work. Another insider told me, a palace insider, that everything's scheduled, that they really like short, brief meetings. And I remember when Charles had to schedule a meeting to see his mommy, the Queen. The Queen didn't just turn up. You can't just ding-dong, ring her doorbell and show up and spend 4 days there like I did with my mom and dad in the UK. Hello, 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 mom and dad. Thank you for making me welcome. But you have to make a schedule for them. And then I was told too, shortly after they met with Harry, they jumped on a helicopter to go to the country. And so they didn't want to be late on the helicopter. Now, another insider is telling me, and this is so interesting, the royals are sticklers for time. They run on military time. And when you've got a company, an organization as big as that, as powerful as that, you have to keep on schedule. I learned this working for Jennifer Lopez and Diddy and Britney Spears and Jessica Simpson. These big sort of organizations, Misty, they don't mess about. It's not like you and me running our lives. It's not going to see your mum and dad in Birmingham like I did. They are not only just a family, they're a business. And often I fear the business comes before the family, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Queen Camilla was the reason that King Charles and Harry's reunion was so short, just 40 minutes. Was this the right move or the wrong move? What do you think? Was she protecting her husband or has she actually made things even worse? We'll find out in that new book. But while that book's coming out, what do you think? Right move or wrong move? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Yonzimba. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Miss D, what are you working on?
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl again on Sunday night. Oh, my goodness. I, like, turned it off, and then I came back, and I was like, what happened? They won again. Anyway, that meant that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were going to be celebrating, and they did. So they had this moment filled with excitement and, you know, just love after the game. So Travis greeted Taylor with the warm words saying, come here, girl, before they shared a kiss. Of course, it was genuine affection. During their interaction, Travis inquired about Taylor's experience at the Super Bowl. She said, he asked her, was it electric? And she said, unbelievable. And it was the craziest thing she ever had seen. Wow. Of course, they went out afterwards. They had the After Bowl Super Win Party, however it is. They were dancing together. They were seen just having a great time dancing to one of Taylor's songs. Oh. Come on, Bill. This wedding is happening.
This wedding is happening. Yeah. I've been watching video all day of them at the party that was shot by people with cell phones. And normally Taylor's really private. Normally her security guards would shut that down. If you see Taylor in a restaurant and you pull out your camera, a security guard is going to be on you in seconds. I've had friends who tried to do it, Misty. Their phones didn't end well. Let's just put it like that. It didn't end well. But at this party, she must have told all her security, back off. I'm just going to have a great night out with my boyfriend. They're kissing, they're hugging. He must have been exhausted though. Now, let's remember too, she flew in from Japan. So what's that, like a 17-hour flight? Like, it's a crazy flight to Japan. Now, admittedly, she's on a private plane, so she can sleep. It is a little easier than being on JetBlue. I get it. But she still had to deal, I guess, with jet lag. Do you think, and I'm putting this as nicely as possible because we're the Naughty But Nice show, do you think he's been on the football field for 4 hours? She's been on a private plane for 17 hours. Do you think when they went back to their hotel room that night, do you think they kissed and cuddled?
I'm sure that they kissed and cuddled, and that's probably all the energy that they had. But you have to remember, they're running off of adrenaline. You've just won the Super Bowl. You're literally on cloud nine. So I'm sure until the moment Travis's head hit a pillow, he was just running on running on those excited fumes. Yeah, but I'm sure there was some kissing and cuddling. If there was more, I give them credit because I would have been like, I need my sleep.
Ah, I say to me too, Misty. Nights that we go out now, sometimes I look at you and I say, we have to go to bed. I'm just so tired, Misty. I know. I was like, finish a drink. Let's have one more bite of that dessert, Miss D, and we're getting into Ubers. I know.
Yes, some nights 9 o'clock.
I'm exhausted at the moment, like flying back from London, and I sort of changed to British time. So at the moment, I'm on British time, so we're 5 hours ahead, and it's just, it'll take me a few days to get it back together, but I promise you, I will be on form tonight, Miss D, which brings us to our next fabulous story. Kate Middleton has joined William and the kids at Amber Hall. That's her place in the country, basically. It's their country house where she loves to be. So she is now on the Sangrentum estate in Norfolk. We have no pictures of her, so it just goes to show you, if celebrities want to disappear, they can. She checked out of the hospital. She went to Adelaide Cottage, which is where they live on the estate of Windsor. And then they got in the car with the three kids and went to Norfolk, where they are now. My insiders are telling me she's recuperating very, very well. She doesn't want to yet step back into the spotlight. This is who Kate is. At the end of the day, Kate's a country girl. She likes the country. She likes being on a farm. She likes being around her animals. I would be Princess Margaret, like the sort of royal that was always in trouble in London. You'd find me being kicked out of clubs, Misty. I'd be at the Soho House. I'd be at the Groucho Marx Club. I'd be at 2 a.m. crawling my way back to the palace, Misty. What sort of royal do you think you'd be, Misty?
I think I'd be somewhere between the two. Not so much Kate disappearing entirely, though if I was recovering, I would want my privacy time. Mm. I do like to be alone in those moments, with my mommy, of course. Mm-hmm. But I do like a good run at the club, but I got to be in the right mindset. And yeah, you've said before that Kate really is a country girl.
She is.
So she's not going to be necessarily coming out. Maybe she might talk about, if it's okay in the future, supporting a cause of whatever she's going through. But now she just wants to be with her kids. She already got the man who's going to be king. She don't need to be running around telling anybody what she's about. She already got it.
She got him. I like the city. I'm a city mouse, not a country mouse. When I went home to visit my mum and dad, they live now really in the country, Misty. Like, our next door neighbour is 4 sheep and a cow. Like, we look at fields. And I actually, this sounds so crazy, it made me nervous. I get more nervous in the country where there's no street lights. There's no pavement. It's just like the grass and the road. And sometimes there's no road. It's like a dirt track. It's really in the middle of the country. And because I live up on the 15th floor, I'm not used to going to sleep where somebody could tap on my window. Like, my mum and dad live in a bungalow. And I was like, this is insane here. I'm going to be murdered in my sleep, Misty. Like, my doorman's not here to protect me. You are a city girl. I know you like the country. I know you like going home, but you do love yourself. Some 50th Street on the West Side, Miss D.
I do. I just love the convenience of walking out my house. Everything is in a 4-block radius that I need to do. I mean, when I have to get on the subway, that's like going cross country. So, where am I going? So yeah, I love it. But I do love a quiet moment. As you know, we have a house down in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I love going down there and just sitting in my big room, bigger than the size of my New York City studio, and just relaxing and listening to the bugs and everything. But I'll always be a city girl.
It makes me uncomfortable. Oh, I felt like I was in the Blair Witch Project. I was convinced I was going to be murdered. Okay, Usher had an enormous weekend, but actually I'm not talking about the Super Bowl, Misty. Something else happened that I think is even bigger. Explain.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So his halftime show was mesmerizing. Yeah. It was electrifying. But afterwards he said, you know what? I'm going to get married. And he married his longtime partner, Jennifer. Now, they basically left the halftime show. They put on all white clothing and they went and got married in a very intimate ceremony. Now, wow. Producer Brian Michael Cox enthusiastically congratulated the newlyweds as they entered the Usher x Remy Martin post-performance event at the Cathedral Las Vegas. Now, we're not exactly sure where the actual nuptials took place. The couple have been together for the past several years. They have 2 children together. And, you know, Usher's been married a few times, so he has some other children. Mm-hmm. He's kept this low-key, but, you know, no better way to cap off doing the Super Bowl than with a wedding.
Oh, you better
I have
believe
to say,
it.
Rihanna impressed us last year, revealing her pregnancy, but Usher?
He got married. You know? He got married. And he got married for free, Misty, because this party was sponsored. This was an official party. So he basically got a free wedding event. And they're expensive, the dancing and the DJ and the rent in the room. So, Usher, hats off to you. Okay, thinking, Misty, that's right. Okay, quickly, before we go to break, it's been revealed Prince Charles's plan. So there's lots of speculation out there that he's stepping down. So following the announcement of his cancer diagnosis, speculation exploded that he was going to abdicate. He was going to step down and give the keys to the castle, so to speak, to his son, William. Well, I hit the phones and my sources say, absolutely not. He is not stepping down. Not only is he not stepping down, he's not even taking a hiatus. He's going to continue working as he recovers. The chance of him abdicating is almost zero. He's waited his whole life. He's 75, his whole life for this job. He's not about to give it up. In fact, my sources tell me the only way this would happen is if he couldn't do the job anymore, if his health was so bad he just couldn't function. But they said as long as he can draw a breath, he's the king. And another insider, and I think this is so interesting, reminded me, he thinks God appointed him. He thinks God made him the king. And when you believe that, you don't give up the job. You don't, because there's some divine element to this. We know it's ridiculous and it's luck, maybe not, but I think it's at least luck that he got this job and he was born to the right family and the first child. But he believes that it was God, so he is not giving up his crown. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shudo with our dear friend Misty. Hey Misty, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you very much. Last show we talked about how Travis Kelce treated Taylor Swift's family to their Super Bowl experience. What I'm talking about is he covered the cost of the suite. I thought the suite was about $300,000, but now an insider tells me it could have gone for $1 million. That's how expensive these seats are, because it's got like a whole room, a bar, food. And so you buy the entire space and then you can give tickets away to your friends, your family members, or your girlfriend. So Travis paid for it. Our question of the day was, should they have split the cost? Should Taylor have said, we'll go 50-50 because my family's going to be there. I'm inviting Blake Lively. Misty's having none of this. Let's have a look. Should they split the cost? Absolutely not. 70% said no. It's Travis's game. They were going to support him. So basically, he worked at the Super Bowl for free. Whatever he would have earned that day, but it's only one day. Boo-hoo, don't feel bad. There's lots of other days. He's very, very wealthy. I agree with you, Naughties. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Our nicest of the day is that cutie Ryan Reynolds, because he was playfully looking for his wife, Blake Lively, during the Super Bowl. So basically, they were there, and she was very visible throughout the show. Mm. She was on television screens. Mm. She was seated next to Taylor Swift at the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. But he kind of went on Instagram, and he said, has everyone seen the hashtag Deadpool trailer, and has someone seen my wife? So now, he's totally known for his wit and charm, and they have a very playful banter with one another. But the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer that dropped looks amazing. Can't wait. It's coming out on July 26th. I will be in the front row. I've actually sat in the front row right across from Ryan Reynolds, and I can tell you, he is this gorgeous, charming, and kind of sets off just alarms in your body in the rightest of ways.
Yeah. I was invited to the opening night of Hugh Jackman in The Music Man on Broadway, and he's very, very close with Hugh. And he was in the audience, and I was sitting a couple of rows behind him too, Misty. He's very skinny, though. He's tall and really skinny. In fact, in person, he almost looks a little bit too thin, and I think that's why he looks so amazing on camera. But he's delightful. It's not just the way he looks. He's a funny guy. He's charming, and he's
a
brilliant marketer. Kim Kardashian, watch out. Ryan Reynolds knows how to sell a project because he makes it funny. Ryan is our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. The Super Bowl halftime performers do not get paid. Let me explain. So, all these fabulous people, Usher, Lady Gaga, Madonna, they don't earn a dollar from the NFL. So the NFL has confirmed this, saying that they do not pay the artists, but they do cover the expenses and the production costs, which could be up to $13 million. To put on that 12, 13, 14 minute concert, Misty, costs about $13 million with all the technical stuff paid for. So what the NFL argue is that they don't pay the artists, but it's the best shop window in the world. Your albums are going to go through the roof. Your tour is going to sell out. So often just before the Super Bowl, artists like Usher release an album and then they announce their tour dates, but they don't actually make any money. Plus, let's remember, because of Taylor Swift, this year's Super Bowl, we don't have the numbers yet, but it's expected to be the highest rated Super Bowl of all time. Now, last year was the highest and it got 115 million viewers. 115 million viewers. That's going to be the highest rated TV event in the history of America. This one is going to be even bigger. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I often say that I am battling myself. You are battling yourself. And what I mean by that is not who you are today, but a younger version of yourself. Somewhere inside me is a traumatized young kid who's scared. And when I get frightened, I think back to that kid. That's who I become. Try and figure out who that person is for you. Are you 10? Are you 11? Are you 15? Are you 20? What happened? What happened that still you have not resolved? We all have trauma. We all have hidden trauma. In fact, a lot of us have trauma we don't even know about. But if you can identify that trigger, that helps you silence that young person, that younger person who's constantly telling you, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not funny enough. You are battling yourself, but it's a battle that the current version of you can win. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Misty Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're, going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
I'll see you soon. Bye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtime's a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.